Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This October, we're in Genesis, and I'm reading this in The Message. I just finished a run, so I might be a little out of breath. Hopefully, you can hear me okay. But this is what it says in Genesis 2. Heaven and earth were finished down to the last detail. By the seventh day, God had finished his work. On the seventh day, he rested from all his work. God blessed the seventh day. He made it a holy day because on that day he rested from his work. All the creating God had done, this is the story of how it all started, of heaven and earth when they were created. At the time God made earth and heaven, before any grasses and shrubs have sprouted from the ground, God hadn't yet sent rain on earth, nor was there anyone around to work the ground. The whole earth was watered by underground springs. God formed man out of dirt from the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The man came alive, a living soul. Then God planted a garden in Eden in the east. He put the man he had just made in it. God made all kinds of trees grow from the ground, trees beautiful to look at and good to eat. The tree of life was in the middle of the garden, and also the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flows out of Eden to water the garden, and from there divides into four rivers. The first is Pishon. It flows through Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of this land is good. The land is also known for sweet-scented resin and the onyx stone. The second river is Gihon. It flows through the land of Cush. The third river is named Hiddekel and flows east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. God took the man and set him down in the Garden of Eden to work the ground and keep it in order. God commanded the man, "You can eat from any tree in the garden except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat from it. The moment you eat from that tree, you're dead." God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion." So God formed the dirt of the ground, all the animals of the field, and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. God put the man into a deep sleep. As he slept, he removed one of his ribs and replaced it with flesh. God then used the rib that he had taken from the man to make woman and presented her to the man. The man said, "Finally, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, name her woman, for she was made from man." Therefore, a man leaves his father and mother and embraces his wife. They become one flesh. The two of them, the man and his wife, were naked, but they felt no shame. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this this passage of scripture that just reminds us of origins, and help us to remember that you are the creator of everything. Everything that I see, everything that I touch, even the breath in my lungs after a run, you have created it all, and you have created us. Lord, there's so many implications in knowing that you created us, and I'm just really grateful for those implications, that we have a purpose on this earth, that you have given us life and breath, and that this life is a precious gift. Lord, help us to remember to steward our lives well on this earth, whether we're renting or owning or whatever we're doing, that our lives are in our stewardship. And so we want to honor you with our bodies today, what we eat, what we do with our bodies, what we think about, what we put in front of our eyes. We want to honor you. We want to honor you with our work, with what we place our hands and minds to. We want to honor you with everything inside of us. We want to honor you with our relationships. We lift up to you right now those broken relationships that we have heartache over. Lord Jesus, I have a few of those, and you know who they are, and you know the complications and the intricacies of those. And I just pray, Lord, that those relationships would be resolved and healed, and that that resolution and that healing would bring glory to you. Lord, we lift up the prodigals in our lives, those who have seen the creation that you have created and walked away. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to them even in dreams tonight as they lay their heads on the pillow, that they would dream of you and you would speak to them. Lord, we pray for the complications of our week, the worries that we have, the structures that we are trying to build that seem to be falling apart. Lord, I pray today that you would show us where we are building our structures on sand, and you would help us to rebuild, maybe even tear down what we've created in order to rebuild on the rock. You are the rock of our salvation. You are the strength of our lives. You are the hope of the hopeless. You are the one who carries us when we are down, who heals us when we're broken, who brings something beautiful out of our suffering. And so, Lord, as we suffer on this earth, you said we will have difficulties. And as we do, help us to keep an eternal perspective, to know that this light momentary affliction is so little, but it will have an eternal weight of glory. Help us to rest in that today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. A bunch of different levels there, including a free painting at the $10 level and a free secret podcast at the $25. So the patrons, huge shout out to all of you. You are keeping this show on the air. A little later this month, we will have some advertising from some sponsors, which is awesome. And if you're interested in sponsoring the podcast, you can go to, or you can just email me at mary@marydemuth.com. I hope you're having an amazing day and you are resting in the truth that you are loved by the Lord who chases you, the one who loves you, the one who created you.